The Mascot Wedding Show will be coming up shortly, but first, this pre-recorded message.
Hello, America. This is Chet Weatherman. That's right, Chet Weatherman. Are you bored with regular ketchup? Well, try new Extreme Ketchup from International Tomato. It's like regular ketchup's hotter roommate. It'll make your burger go from blah to blah-zow. How about, you know what? Enough. All right, enough. I can't read any more of these commercials. I'm too tired. Somebody give me a smoke. If that mama's boy on the other side of the glass doesn't have a pack of Campbell's for me in the next 30 seconds, I'm going to bury him like he's secret Nazi gold. What's that? I can't hear you. Talk a little louder, little man. Papa Weatherman's hearing ain't so good. You're not going to pay me if I don't finish the ad? Oh, is that right? I'll see you in hell, Thompson. Where was I? Extreme Ketchup has a special formula that will have you practically addicted to its twangy taste. Turn every meal into an all-night dance party with Extreme Ketchup. Available in your grocery's condiment section. Where's my cigarette, Pennywise?
Shut your mouths, America! You are listening to 91.7 FM. KOOP, Born to be Awesome, 91.7 FM. KOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. I'm messing with the wrong level. My name is David Otto.
And I'm Mac Blake, and this is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 512-472-KOOP. We're toll-free. 1-800 or is it 888?
888.
1-888-917-KOOP. Or send us an email. You write it. We got the thing open. We will read it. MascotWedding@gmail.com. And yep. That's right. It's Mascot Wedding Show.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah, what? Hey, I didn't like that gentleman telling me to shut my mouth. What's his deal? I'll tell you what my deal is. The Mascot Wedding Show is declaring nuclear war on everybody.
Nuclear war! Ah, I survived the blast, but the fallout will kill you.
Ah, the living will envy the dead by the time we're done.
Yes, and the dead also envy the living. Envy. we start off the show with Management, MGMT. With their song Time to Pretend off of the Oracular Spectacular.
That's tough.
I would just, their album.
Why don't people just call it like Thriller, used to?
Yeah.
Cosmos Factory.
Done.
That's it. The send an album out there.
Faces. That's the name of an album.
No, it's got to be Oracular forget you.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
Led Zeppelin 2. Easy to remember.
Yeah.
How about Management 2? Management 1.
That's all you got to do. Or even if you want to be hoity-toity with it, Management the 1st.
Yes.
Or the 2nd, and et cetera.
Yeah.
Good song, though. I like it a lot.
Oh, man. That's right. Nuclear war. It has been declared here in another Mascot Wedding Show. MWS. You know, we also have a MySpace page.
Yeah, we do. Let's
probably mention that on the air sometime.
Yeah, if you want to check that out, it's sort of the myspace.com, and then I believe Mascot Wedding comes after that.
Yeah, slash. There's a slash in between.
Slash. Yeah, if you wanted to check it out.
That's right. Thank you to Giselle for another fabulous edition of the Slapback Flashback. David, I don't know if you know this, but the Olympics are still going on.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, did I tell you I moved?
No.
I moved to a rock.
Oh.
Under a rock on Mars. So I did not know the Olympics were still going on.
Yeah, no, they are. And, you know, it's funny because I remember 4 years ago, just about this time, I remember our leader and president, George W. Bush, getting up in front of a large crowd of people and swearing the United States would return to dominance in the field of volleyball. And we have done it.
Yes. Mission accomplished.
Yes.
The banner was a prophecy. And the prophecy has been fulfilled.
Men's and women's beach, gold, gold. Men's indoor, silver, still good.
Still good.
Ladies indoor, DB determined, but they're playing for the gold.
Oh, they'll get that.
Man, did you see, I know everybody's like, oh, Mae Walsh. And give credit where credit is due. Formidable opponent. But for people who turned it off after that, they missed a hell of a match in the men's indoor or men's beach. Did you watch that?
I did not. Who is it again? It's like
it's Rogers and Dahlhauser. That's the American team.
What are their nicknames? It's like
I don't know Rogers, but Dahlhauser is the thin beast.
Okay, because there's one that's called the Professor.
That must be Rogers.
Okay, because I remember hearing it for the first time and being like, what?
I'm surprised Dahlhauser's nickname wasn't Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Well, or Small Furniture. But they beat the Brazilians. Marcio something and Fabio something else. And Fabio, the Brazilian guy, 6'8 tall. 6'8.
Pretty
huge.
Tall.
Yeah. They call him Jaws because he looks like Richard Kiel, except he's got mobility.
Oh, wow.
And he's not hanging out like Comic-Cons asking, you know, $5 for an autograph.
Dare I say Richard Kiel with mobility, the ultimate weapon.
Yeah. And then that's, oh, man, blah, blah, blah. Jaws, Jaws, Jaws this, Jaws that. Now when it comes to Dahlhauser, buddy.
Yeah.
And the Americans took the first game, Brazilians second, third, blew it out of the water, blew the Brazilians out of the water. There was one point where Dahlhauser made three blocks right in a row, shoved it right in the face of Jaws. It was pretty great. And to top it off, he also looks just like John Erler. Co-op's own John Erler. That's right.
Host of the Elk Mating Ritual show.
Just like him. Wow. It's crazy. The thin beast. Yeah. And another highlight for volleyball was that they played the Mortal Kombat music again.
Did we ever get a confirmation on what the heck is going on with the music at the Olympics?
No, I don't think we did.
I need closure. It's going to bother me till forever just to know that that music is out there and I have no idea who's picking it.
Man, and you know, and I watched a little bit of the rhythmic gymnastics today.
Okay.
And that's the one where they have like stuff. You know, like it's them dancing around, but they also have like a hula hoop.
Oh, they've got like accoutrements.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
and
you.
Most of those, I got to be honest with you, pretty lame.
Right.
Because I'm not a fan of the events that are judged. You know, I like sort of like event like running. You know, whoever crosses the line first, that's easy. But if it's just solely up to like a judge's opinion or whether or not it was good, then, you know, not a huge fan of those. But when they bust out that ribbon,
yeah,
you know, like the ribbon on the end of a stick.
Oh, yeah.
That's poetry.
So you would say you're more of a fan of sports with clear winners than sports where the outcome is determined by people who aren't playing it.
Yes.
China.
Oh, what does that
crooked,
mean?
Crooked China.
That's right.
I'm not going to point fingers, but watched a little bit of the boxing last night. A little crooked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did China prevail on that one?
Oh, yeah, they did. Handily. Against a gentleman from Ireland.
Oh, the Irish destroyer. The Dublin destroyer.
That's right. We got a phone call real quick. Hang on. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi, is this a show with the little Mexican dude and the tall white guy?
Yes, it is.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Who shall we say is calling?
Oh, some people like to call me Gilgsy sometimes.
Gilgsy!
How the heck are you, little so-and-so?
Good, how are you?
We are excellent.
Yeah, well, the talk about the Olympics is fascinating, but I thought I'd call and say hi.
Oh, uh-huh. A little blow.
A little sarcasm in the voice. That's fine.
Oh, so is that on, like, a delay? Because how are you talking to me?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is on a delay.
Yeah.
Turn it down.
What am I doing here?
Not you. You're good.
Oh, yeah, turn your radio down.
Tell Gilgsy to turn it down.
It's web streaming on the internet.
Oh, pause it. Pause it.
Yeah, pause it. Well, there's still a little volume bar at the bottom.
Okay. So what's up?
Nothing. We're just in the middle of a radio show that we're doing.
Ask her if she's watching the Olympics. Kristen, can you
hear
me?
Austin?
Gilgsy, can you hear me?
No, Gilgsy can't.
All right.
So are you watching the Olympics these days?
No, I'm not. I haven't watched a single event.
Why not? Are you too busy passing out communist pamphlets?
Yeah, actually, I was going to hang out with you in Iraq under a rock.
That's cute. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you're missing out on some hot Olympic action.
Oh, I bet.
All right, fine. Now be that way. You're dripping with sarcasm right now.
First I always am.
First you knock the show.
Yeah,
then
what's going on?
We might have to move along, Gilgsy. Although it is great to hear from you.
All right. Well, yeah, I know I'm not that much entertainment.
Ask her what she's been doing this weekend.
What have you been up to these days?
I'm just back in Virginia, getting ready to start school.
You're back from where?
I'm in Virginia, getting ready to start school.
You're in Virginia. Okay.
How's Virginia?
How's Virginia?
Hot and sticky.
Kind of like the show.
That's right. Just like the Mascot Wedding Show. Yes. Well, when does school start for you?
Next week.
Next week? You looking forward to it?
No.
Have you gone to school shopping yet?
Oh, I already have my first day of school outfit picked out.
Oh, that's cute. Got some culottes?
Bought new ribbons for my pigtails. Culottes and jellies.
That's adorable. See, you're going to do just fine. A lot less beating Gilgsy up.
Ask her if she's making friends.
Are you making friends? You making friends in Virginia?
No, I'm a recluse and a loner.
Aw, you should go out and make friends.
I know, I should.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Is there an Applebee's in Virginia?
No. There's
really?
Not, but there is a Chili's, and let me tell you, it's good time.
There's not even an Applebee's in Virginia?
No, not where I am.
That's weird. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Go to the Chili's. Sit at the bar, because that's high traffic area.
Okay.
And you order yourself some Southwest egg rolls.
Maybe some apple teenies.
Some apple teenies. Show a little leg.
Okay.
See what happens.
All right, I'm on it.
That's my back to school advice for you.
All right. Well, maybe I can go to school with show my new friend off.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Gilgsy, I wish you the best, but we have to move on.
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Peace out.
All right, bye.
Gilgsy checking in from Virginia.
Friend of the show.
That's right. Nationwide. Going global with this thing.
That's right. Virginia. That's the real Virginia, not some fake Virginia.
She's listening online at www.koop.org, and you can too. You want to take a break?
Yes, I do.
All right, we'll be back with more Mascot. Well, you know, I'll tell you one more Olympic thought before we close the book on these things. And that is, I'm not going to be one of those guys that's like, oh, man, you know, that sport shouldn't be in the Olympics. Because at this point, why not? Why not just have everything? But maybe make the medal smaller. Because, like, BMX, the BMX race where you just kind of ride your bike around a little bit, maybe that medal should be smaller than, say, I don't know, the marathon.
Yeah, I think if you win the decathlon, a giant hubcap of a medal.
Yes.
You win badminton, tie tack.
Because, I mean, like, oh, she ran 24 miles. It took her over an hour. And you raced your bike really fast for 30 seconds.
You did not fall.
Maybe your medal, maybe hers comes like gold. And then on the back, it says marathon. And yours just says BMX in huge letters. So people are like, oh, hey, go. Oh, BMX.
Oh, I'm fine. Sorry.
Yeah.
And maybe it whistles, so it does something cool.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that'd be awesome.
To signify your Olympic triumph, but at the same time, hey, you barely even broke a sweat.
Maybe hers comes like, you know, she gets to wear it around her neck. Yours comes in a box.
Yeah.
BMX.
Yeah, she blew out her ACL. Worst thing that happened to you, your pant leg got caught in your chain.
Yeah, your Fox clothing or whatever has got... you're going to have to buy a new Ocean Pacific sunglasses. I don't know.
We're not telling people to...
No, I'm just mentioning things from California Games.
Pretty much. Okay. We're not getting rid of sports. We're just saying, hey, sports, keep it in perspective.
Yeah, exactly. Good call.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We're going to listen to a little yes.
That's right.
And then we'll be back with some more Mascot Wedding.
Right, this is going out to our Olympic warriors. This is Warrior. I'll show you bones.
Nice.
Right, I'm Mac Blake.
I'm David Hatta, and I am busy looking up pictures of Misty May and Kerry Walsh. Sorry. Did you happen to catch that final match there, Mac?
Yeah, no, I definitely did. And I'll say this about Misty May and, first of all, Misty May trainer or whatever?
Yes.
Apparently Jason Kidd was in the basketball.
Yes.
Olympian Jason Kidd was in the stands or whatever, and apparently they're really close.
Uh-huh.
According to... Craig Sager. And she even has a tattoo on her lower back of a 5 to, you know, because Jason Kidd's number is 5.
Uh-huh.
If you get a tattoo on your lower back of someone's basketball number, when they say close, I mean, that's that has to be romantic close.
Yeah, because you can be a fan of somebody.
Yeah.
but and you could like them a lot. You could buy their jersey. You can buy their little pennant or something. You get a tattoo. That's big time. That's serious.
Let's say she had a full sleeve of tattoos, yeah, like on each arm, like double sleeves.
Yeah.
Throw five on there. No one's the wiser. But she's only got like a little couple, just a giant five on her back for Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
A little suspicious.
That is a lot
suspicious.
I'm
starting to believe Jason Kidd's wife in the divorce dispute, if you know what I mean.
I mean, I kind of have to wonder, is that embarrassing for her? Because, like, they're both athletes. You have to realize, sooner or later, you're going to run into other athletes.
Well, it's a Roman numeral five. People would probably just think it's a V.
Oh, okay.
But she's got nothing to be embarrassed about. Because her, and now that I'm done besmirching her good name, her and Misty May.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, Kerry Walsh dominated. That's right, dominated. And I don't know if you noticed, David, but they're... There's some attractive ladies.
I heard that. Yes.
And they're not wearing a whole lot out there.
No, they are not.
And then for the gold medal match, it started raining. And it was just like, oh, really? Getting a little ridiculous.
A split second where you're like, if they go into overtime, is it going to be like a car wash off?
Like, I'm glad someone didn't walk by while I was watching it, so I'd have to sort of explain, like, oh, it's just volleyball.
No, Olympic champions watching our finest battle it out. Oh.
Yeah, plus... they have cheerleaders, like, for the volleyball matches.
That they do.
Which seems a little weird. It's weird to see a sport and you have cheerleaders where but it's a sport where the athletes are A, in better shape, B, wearing less than the cheerleaders.
Yeah. At that point, why even bother?
And it's not like they were doing a whole lot of dancing either because it was sand.
Yeah.
It was just sort of coordinated arm movements at that point.
It was just coordinated arm movements and gyrations.
Yeah. Plus, you know, breaks in volleyball are like, you know. They don't have to pause for it. That's the other thing I like about the Olympics is they don't care about TV timeouts.
No, it is a blitzkrieg. They will just keep going without you.
Yeah, so cheerleaders, no thanks.
Yeah.
Services, not welcome.
Take a hike.
Exactly. Go to track and field or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's time to debut a new segment.
I am looking forward
on the Mascot
this.
Wedding Show.
Yes.
Teased it last week. New segment time. I tried to have some sound for this, but it didn't come together. But the new segment, well, let me intro before I give away the title. There's things going on all the time. People are talking about them. Like, for instance, let's say, this is a bad example, but I'm going to use it anyway. Like Hannah Montana.
That's a fine example.
But you're an adult, right?
Yes.
And so you don't know what Hannah Montana is.
Right.
You know? And then you're almost sort of, you're half curious about it, but it's crap, right?
Yeah, but at the same time,
you know,
like,
it's going to be crap.
Yes. But she is a billion-dollar empire. Empire, yes.
So I feel like I should probably be aware of it on some level.
Uh-huh.
Plus, like, I want to be able to, you know, people are going to mention it. I want to know what's going on. I want to have my finger on the pulse.
At the very least, you want a point of reference.
Even though it's utter commercial garbage.
Yes.
I feel like I should still be able to have a point of reference. Well, folks, Mascot Wedding is going to take the bullet for you in a new segment called Mascot Wedding Takes a Bullet. Is there something horrible on TV? We'll watch it and tell you about it. Is there some horrible book out? Oh, yeah, we'll read it and we'll let you know.
You curious about that Jonas Brothers record?
Yeah.
Are they contenders or pretenders? Let us know. We'll listen to the whole stupid thing.
Yeah, we don't want to. We know it's going to be bad, just like you imagined. But we'll tell you kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a... And my first idea for the segment, for the first segment was I was going to eat a KFC Famous Bowl. Because Patton Oswalt has a huge bit about it.
Uh-huh.
And, no one's actually eaten one that I know of. Because, have you eaten one?
No, I have not.
Because they're pretty gross. It's that bowl at KFC where everything is smashed together.
It's the chicken and the mashed potatoes and the corn. Yes.
Yeah, and the gravy and everything. And it's apparently KFC's number one seller. And, he had a whole bit about it, but joking aside, Patton Oswalt, is it any good?
I would like to know.
I mean, can you tell me about it without referencing H.P. Lovecraft? That is what Mascot Wedding would do. We will take that bullet for you. We will take the KFC Famous Bowl bullet. And that was going to be the first segment. I was going to go get it. But that wasn't until I saw the movie The Rocker.
Featuring The Office's Rainn Wilson?
Yeah, Dwight from The Office.
Yes.
And folks, saw it on Wednesday. I think it opened on... No, wait. Opened on Wednesday. I think I saw it Thursday.
You better not have seen it opening day.
I camped out in front of the theater. It was like, first in line for tickets. Woo. Yeah. Actually, I know somebody one time that did that for that Cats and Dogs movie. Just because I had nothing better to do. But yeah, The Rocker's bad. Rocker's a bad movie.
How bad?
It's just, you know, it's not bad like Transformers bad, where I want to fall on a grenade or I want to find the people responsible and beat them up. But it's not good. It's just like really bland. And the thing that sort of exemplifies this blandness, it's because, you know, the plot of it is Dwight from The Office is like in a hair metal band. And they're like, hey, hair metal band, we want to sign you to millions of dollars, but you got to ditch your drummer because we don't like him. Or we want to bring in somebody else. And so they do. And so the band ended up being really successful, but Dwight from The Office, the drummer, is just kind of living in obscurity until his nephew starts a band. You know, his nephew's like in high school.
Okay.
And so this aging rocker teams with these hip kids, but guess what? Ba-boing! They become a successful band.
Uh-oh!
And what happens when the rocker, Dwight from The Office, and his new band are on a collision course with his old band? Oh, my God. Oh, and will there be a love interest along the way? Well, of course there will be. But yeah, this movie, I mean, it was just, the thing is I'm not a musician. But
no, you're not.
There are so many like little inconsistencies throughout that just kept building up. Like, and the music is so bad. It's just so like, you know, and I tried to think of like, I was like, man, what does it sound like? It's just like generic soft rock. But the entire time, like, yeah, this is metal. It's heavy metal.
Yeah.
And the guy's like a hair metal band in the 80s, right? And he's like, oh yeah, that's metal. Like, that's not metal.
Is it sort of like in School of Rock where Jack Black's trying to teach the kids about rock and he's handing them, like, bread CDs?
No, and that's the weird thing. Like, he's total, like, I'm totally metal, although he was in a hair metal band.
Okay.
And the kids are, like, you know, they have a keyboard and they're singing basically soft rock.
Okay.
Which I was trying to think of a band to compare it to, and then I saw a Target commercial with the Jonas Brothers on there, and I was like, that's it. That's it right there. That's that sound. Just so generic.
Wow.
And so, you know, but he doesn't care at all that he's like, you know, that they're playing songs about like, you know, not having a daddy.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, this rocks. And the name of the group is like ADD.
Okay.
Because they're in high school. Get it? That's a problem for high schoolers.
But
I can't concentrate. Teach. I'm crazy in my brain.
I love this movie already. I can't wait to go see it.
Oh, no, it was bad.
Oh, right. That thing.
And like when the first scene where they had like a first gig or whatever, when they started playing, it was very much like seeing a bad band live in person because I felt the same amount of embarrassment. Like, I've been somewhere like a, and like, oh, hey, how's it going? Three people who aren't watching the stage.
Hey, hope you like Frank Black. He's coming up after two other bands. I'm one of them.
Yeah. And then you're just kind of like, oh, geez. Like, you don't even want to look at him. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah. Because you can actually like hear the murmur of the crowd over him and like the tinkling of bottles and stuff. And you're just like, I'm going to listen to those bottles some more.
And you'd leave, but you've just got a beer, you know?
And you get the feeling that he can see you walking away and you don't want to hurt his feelings, yes.
Yeah, and so that's exactly what it was like. And there were so many, like, little inconsistencies in it. Like, you know, when they were in the studio, like, the drums weren't in a separate room, you know, which is, like, in and of itself, who cares?
What?
That's so small. But at the same time, like, everything, he's in Cleveland, right?
Okay.
And so he goes to the Quicken Loans Arena because that's where they're going to play a big show.
Right.
And he's like, oh, man, the Q Arena. I saw so many great bands here. I remember seeing, like, lists off all these, like, classic rock bands. The Quicken Loans Arena opened in 1994. So if he did manage to see, I don't know, Whitesnake, it was probably during a reunion tour, like, later on in life.
That could not have been a good version of Whitesnake to see.
Yeah, not that.
Not that there is one.
I'm not going to weigh in on Whitesnake, but yeah. And then also in the fun, and man, there were so many good people in it too. Just felt like Christina Applegate.
Really?
Played his, like, you know, like as soon as she showed up, you're like, oh, that's a love interest right there. And, you know, even though there's like no chemistry, she kisses him, you know, all of a sudden at the end, like, oh, what? It's like, I love your zest for life. And, like, Jeff Garland is in it just completely wasted.
Yeah.
And at one point they're at a rock show. And the fans are, like, chanting, like, A-D-D. And one of them has a foam finger. Who brings a foam finger to a rock show?
I'll tell you who. I will from now on.
I'll tell you who. A movie casting department.
That's a great idea. One.
And the, oh, and then, so, after the movie ends, and it's just, there's, like, two laughs in it. Like, you know, Tropic Thunder, Pineapple Express, Step Brothers, if one of those is still out, maybe go there. And I like Rainn Wilson, too.
Okay.
Do you like Dwight from The Office?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
I saw season one of The Office when it first came out.
Season one week, I have to say.
And I said not my cup of tea, and I have not gone back since.
It's been really good.
Okay, that's what people say.
It gets better every season, I think. And I like him. I think he's funny.
Okay.
But which I feel bad, this is his first starring vehicle. It didn't really pan out. But there's a part in the beginning where, you know, it's like after he gets cut out of the band, they flash forward, and he's just kind of like, oh, man, I wish I was still in this fake band. Oh, by the way, fake band consists of Will Arnett.
Comic Gold.
Comic Gold, yeah. Fred Armisen.
Comic Gold.
The guy who plays Josh on 30 Rock.
Josh, okay.
And the guy that was the jerk in Wedding Crunchers. Wedding Crunchers, sorry. That was another Tom illusion. You know that guy? He's in some stuff. And you're like, oh, man, these guys are probably funny. End the movie for me, 10 minutes max.
Really?
Yeah. Fred Armisen, too. Ugh. Kills me. But after he gets kicked out of the band, you know, flash forward, and he's sitting there, and someone's reading a Rolling Stone with a cover of, like, the success, or on the cover is the successful band,
mm-hmm.
and it was just some old guy, right? And then we're at the end of the movie, we're watching the credits, and it says Pete Best as himself. And I was like, what? When was Pete Best? And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe it was that old guy sitting on the bench looking at the Rolling Stone, because it's like, hey, you got kicked out of a successful band before they got huge. Same thing happened to me on Pete Best. First of all, Pete Best is himself. Like that, so that was a joke, I guess. So I'm supposed to know what Pete Best looks like?
Wow, that is a reach if there ever was one.
Like, I'm the audience supposed to be like, oh, check it out, it's Pete Best.
Oh, that's the world's most recognizable face. Ousted Beatles drummer Pete Best.
This joke works on so many levels. And second of all, have that phone call go. Beep, boop, 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 bop. Hey, Pete Best, how's it going? Yeah, I work for a Fox Atomic production studio. We made a movie that kind of steals the plot from you. Like, when you got kicked out of the Beatles, and,
do you remember that? When you got kicked out of the Beatles?
Yeah, yeah. And now they got super popular. Yeah, same thing. Except the guy's like a doofus. So I want a cameo from you.
Oh, I've never starred in a movie before.
Yeah, I'll do it. Great.
No, you won't even be starring. You'll be sitting there reading a Rolling Stone.
Backbeats, Pete Best? The very same. So, yeah, you don't have to go see it now. I've taken that bullet for you.
Wow. Yay. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate the new segment, Mascot Wedding Takes a Bullet, because I'm staring at a date on the calendar that I think I might have to take the bullet on.
Oh, really?
And it is the Cheech and Chong reunion.
Oh, wow. Because you know what else I wish someone would take a bullet? Go ahead.
Because I'm not so much what they're going to do on stage to earn their money. I want to see who goes to this. Because really, like, any cries for a reunion have died down. They died down about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So now you're looking at this sad mix of, like, baby boomers still hanging on to, like, something they remember from the 70s and 17-year-old potheads.
Yeah.
And there's also people in between. Like, my parents love Cheech, but not for Cheech and Chong.
Nash Bridges?
Huge Nash Bridges fans.
Wow.
I think they own Tin Cup.
Oh, my God.
So maybe they would want to see this? I don't know.
You can go see. Rob Rodriguez will probably show up in concert. Yeah.
So I might have to take the bullet on that one.
You know, there's something else that I wish that one of us would take the bullet for. By the way, another thing about the Take the Bullet segment, if you have something you want us to take the bullet on, like if you're like, oh, man, I want you to watch an episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we'll watch it.
We will.
Let us know. MascotWedding@gmail.com. But another thing is Chaz Palminteri is coming to Austin to do his one-man show of Bronx Tale. And it looks horrible. Like, if it was 30 minutes long, all right. But it's just him on stage. And they have the commercial. They're doing, like, commercials locally. And it's him on stage just, like, clowning around. He's like, I'll tell you about all my friends. Johnny Coffee Cake, JoJo the Whale, Jesse, you know, like, whoever. You know, and he's just like the entire time just like monkeying about, like making funny faces or whatever.
You, sir, are far too generous because if that show was 30 minutes long, no, I couldn't even stand the 30-second commercial.
Really?
Because he really is just like guidoing it up, like making the faces, like the lemon and like the, you know, the prune faces and doing the pointing. And yeah, the voiceover is like, you know, all my friends, all of the buddies from the neighborhood. Like, this is not going to be good at all.
What I'm looking forward to in that is the turn. Because it'll start out and it'll be like real wacky or whatever. Uh-huh. He's talking about, you know, back in the Bronx, back in the day, you know, I was hanging with my buddy Jimmy Hubcaps or whatever.
Go play some stickball.
Yeah.
Go run over to Brooklyn, see the Dodgers game.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's a real Dodgers game.
Go to the Polo Grounds.
Everything's like real wacky, whatever. But you know, there's going to be the turn where it gets real, like, sentimental.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I learned a thing or two about myself that day. Like, I want to be there for that. And I also, like you, I like to look around the audience, see who's, like, bawling their eyes out.
The day I got my entire can of shine knocked over.
Yeah.
I couldn't shine no more shoes.
The problem with that, though, is that we'd have to pay.
Yeah.
To see that. And
we're big time. Can we get press credentials?
Yeah. If you're the Long Center, if you work at the Long Center, let us in to something we say ahead of time that we know we're going to hate.
And we're essentially talking people away from
it. Yeah, talking about how bad it's going to be. Maybe it's on DVD. Maybe we can go rent it.
Some couple at home is listening to the show and staring at their tickets saying, I don't know which one to choose. Do I keep my loyalty to the Mascot Wedding Show, or do I go see Fourth Billing in The Usual Suspects?
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I think he's coming to the Draft House to watch The Usual Suspects. Yeah, exactly. What is that?
Maybe he just wants to collect all the applause.
Yeah, it's like, did you write it? No. Did you star in it? No. It's like, I have a lot of screen time. Yeah, but you're like the fifth main character, exactly. Like, what else is that? Like, you know, like
the lady on the bus bench had a lot of screen time in Forrest Gump. If she comes to the Draft House, I'm not gonna go hang out with her for an evening.
Yeah, like one of the hobbits or whatever. Well, maybe that. I don't know. What's it like?
No, one of the lesser hobbits. If they came, I wouldn't care.
Like Kenny Baker from Star Wars.
He was integral part.
He was stuck in a tin can the entire time. If he wants to talk about that would even be better than Chaz Palminteri.
Oh, that would be a ton better. Suspects.
Yes. And I believe he's also billed as one of America's greatest living actors. I think the quote was from Chaz Palminteri's mom. Which, you know what? Chaz Palminteri, fine actor.
Unless he's from America, New York, which he might be America, parentheses, New York's finest actor.
I mean, I enjoy him when I see him on screen for the most part.
Sure.
I can't remember anything I've seen him in where I haven't enjoyed him. But greatest living actor?
No.
A Bronx Tale? You're like, you're what? That's what it, then we're wasting him, you know?
Yeah.
Like a one-man show? That's the best thing we get for him? No. We need to be making movies like crazy with this guy.
Let's give him a job. How about that?
One-man show, that's not going to be, you know, like for posterity. People can't, that's, you know, it's like live. One show, we're not recording every show, and it's going to be gone. It's ephemeral. We need something permanent that we can show future generations if he's this great. Chances are he's not, though.
No, oh, of course not. All right, let's take a quick break. Calm down a little bit.
Catch my breath from hating on Chaz Palminteri.
We hated on a lot of things in that segment. And if you have something that you would like us to confirm or deny your blind hatred of, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We would like to take a bullet for you.
Yeah, we will.
Let us know.
We're doing it for you, the people at home. What are we going to listen to here?
First, we're going to play something you don't have to take a bullet for. A little Daniel Johnston cover by two people I usually don't like. Daniel Smith, Sufjan Stevens. It's good, though. You got to trust me on that. We'll be right back with some more Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
Nuclear War Saturday.
I took my lucky break and I broke it in two.
You just heard Daniel Smith and Sufjan Stevens off the I Killed the Monster album. A collection of songs. Covering the works of Daniel Johnston. That was Worried Shoes. And I liked it. It's warm and soothing. Like a summer rain. Folks, if you want to give us a call. Oh, never mind. KOP, you're on the air.
Hi, this is David.
Yes, who may I say is calling?
Hi, this is Coach Mac Brown from the Longhorn football program. How's it going, Dave?
Oh, wow, Coach Mac Brown. Wow. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm just doing great. I've been listening to your show. It's just great stuff. Your audience just really appreciates all the effort you're putting in.
Thank you very much. That's such an honor to hear you say that. And this isn't the first time you said that. You actually called in last year.
Yeah, that's right. I called in about last year, and, you know, I had a good time talking to you then. You did a really good job on the radio, just a stupendous job. And I was talking to the promotions director, and, you know, he's got your number listed here. And I was like, oh, I'll call that guy. Just I love his support, you know, and you just do such a enthusiastic job. I love talking to you.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you so much. If you don't mind.
I got to, you know, keep track of you and that kind of thing because sometimes coaching, it's not just about the X's and O's on the football field. Sometimes it's about X's and O's, like in kisses and hugs.
Well, thank you very much, Cokes.
And I got a like a fruit basket sent to the station right now too, just to show you I appreciate you and your support of the my coaching career.
Wow, thank you so much, Coach. That's incredibly nice of you.
Don't even mention it, David.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you anyway. If you don't mind, though, I've got you on the line. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? You got a big couple weeks coming up.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, David. I'm so excited. I can't wait for it to start.
Yeah, I mean, for those who don't know, the new season starts soon. So what are your thoughts going in?
Well, can I be honest with you, Dad? I just can't wait. I mean, I think we're going to have a lot of quality this year, and I can't wait for the season to start.
Well, me neither. I mean, does some of that eagerness come from the way last season went?
You know, that is an excellent question, David. You know, you're doing just a great job asking it.
Thank you.
You know, last season was another successful season, but it didn't go the way we had hoped. You know, uh-huh. It started strong, it ended strong. You know, but there are some weeks in the middle that, I wish we could have back. But, you know, I always believe you got to keep looking forward, and that's what we're going to do.
Yes, excellent. And as everybody knows, there are a lot of key pieces coming back, as well as some new talent. Is there anything that has you particularly excited?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I don't know what I'm more excited about, you know, David, the old or the new. I was looking at the schedule last night, and it's just going to be a roller coaster year, you know. There's a lot of established programs that are raising their game. You know, there's going to be some tough competition this year for sure. You know, just looking at that schedule, I know I'm going to have to spend a lot of hours watching tape.
I'll bet. Coach, you've been doing this for a lot of seasons now.
Oh, that's true. That's very true.
Does it begin to take its toll on you?
You know, I'd be lying if I said it didn't sometimes, David. But, you know, but every year, you know, I'm fresh and I'm excited and I'm ready to go. You know, plus Sally has been really supportive. My wife, Sally, you know, she's so proud of her. Just I know everyone in Texas is. You know, she knows how much passion I have for it, you know, and she gets into it, too.
Oh, really? She gets into it, too?
Yeah, no, she really, just parts of it really excite her.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, is there anybody in particular that you have your eye on? Is there anybody that you're really excited to see back?
Well, if I had to pick one, and, you know, just keep in mind, I'm so proud of all of them that, you know, it's hard to choose. But I can tell you that first thing comes to my head, 24, I'm really expecting to pick up his game. I think it's going to be great.
24. That would be, hang on, I'm a little rusty about this. That would be Antoine Cobb. Antoine Cobb, you're a sophomore running back out of Pflugerville, right?
Antoine Cobb, I was talking more about Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer, I'm not familiar with, is he a freshman?
No, he's a freshman. He's a part of America's defense.
Oh, okay. So he's on the defense. I really don't remember what position he plays.
No, Jack Bauer from Television's 24.
Television's 24.
Yeah, the TV show 24, starring Jack Bauer. I mean, it's a great and exciting show, and it didn't air last season, and it's coming back strong.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was talking about football.
Oh, football! Well, yeah, that's going to be great.
I'm sorry, sir. Were you talking about the fall TV season?
Yeah, I'm really excited for the new fall TV.
I didn't realize you were a big TV fan.
I'm huge. Yeah, I mean, last year, you know, so we started strong, a lot of great episodes, and, you know, then we had the writer's strike, and, you know, a lot of reality shows came back, a lot of reruns. But then we finished strong, a lot of good season finales.
Wow, I was not expecting the conversation to take this turn.
You thought I was talking about, well, football is going to start soon, too. That's pretty important.
Okay, so TV watching is your passion.
Oh, it is. I mean, you know, my wife knows I have a passion for it, and I love it. I can't get enough.
And not football?
Oh, football is good, too. I mean, I like watching that on TV sometimes as well. But, you know, TV, I started even younger than my love of football.
Oh, wow. That is surprising.
When my brother Watson's in town, you know, we come over and we watch 24 together sometimes, or, you know, maybe an episode of Desperate Housewives.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great. That's a surprising look inside the world of Mac Brown. Before you go, did you have anything to add about the actual football season, about the Texas Longhorns coming up?
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm so proud of our boys, and I think the Texas fans are going to be proud of them, too. You know, we just have the greatest folks here in Austin, and Big 12's a lot of strong programs in it, and it's just going to be a great year.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to seeing the offense. I'm looking forward to seeing Colt McCoy, John Childs, all of them out there.
Well, we're going to try and use them. I mean, both are special talents, and so we're going to really be proud of both of them. And so we're going to try and utilize them both at the same time in a couple of ways. Like, one thing we were exploring is maybe using two footballs at one time.
Two footballs at one time. I don't know if that's legal, sir.
Well, the second one wouldn't actually be a football per se. Like, it would be one that we'd construct out of, elbow pads and whatnot.
Okay, so it would be some sort of, a fake football play.
Yeah, exactly. You know, something to keep the defense on their toes. But, you know, we got a lot of great talent out there and, you know, Colt is going to have another great year. He's been working so hard in the offseason.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it regardless. Well, that's great. Do you have anything else lined up for you?
Well, I was calling to tell you about something really exciting coming up this season.
Okay, sure, yeah.
And I got my own show on the Crunch Network that I've been working on.
You have your own television show.
That's right. I mean, do you remember I told you last year about Coach Liberty?
I remember that. I remember the movie that you were about to release.
Well, you know, still working on a distributor, but should be out there soon. But it opened a lot of doors for me. And, I'm really excited about this new show on the Crunch Network that I'm hosting.
Okay. Well, what kind of show is it? Is it like a football show, like a coaching show, or what?
Yeah, it combines my two loves, coaching and television. And it's kind of like a reality show for college football coaches.
Oh, okay,
because,
great.
You know, a lot of people are good football minds,
uh-huh.
And they know about, you know, the X's and O's and that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you get in the big leagues and colleges, there's a lot more pressure, a lot more scrutiny to win.
Sure.
And, so this show will help expose some up-and-coming young coaches to those kind of pressures.
Okay, and what's the name of the show?
Yeah, Coach Island is the name of the show, and... you know, coaches will be put to the test. They have to compete in various events. Like, there's one that they're throwing a party, a bunch of boosters are. And there's a bunch of really nice, you know, students that want to have their picture taken with you, but they've been drinking when they're underage. And
okay.
So you got to avoid having your picture taken with them. But it's tough because they're great fans, and they just really support your particular program.
Okay, so it really is testing their ability to sort of be a coach.
Exactly. Like, there's another one where on Coach Island, there's a lot of really cool office pools.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you get to bet on sports and that kind of stuff. And they're just lots of fun, but you can't do it.
Oh, because of the gambling restrictions.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, that's another test of the coaches on Coach Island.
Wow, this is certainly unexpected. And
then there's another one where it's just prostitutes.
Okay, I'm not really sure where you're going with that, but I'll save that for the season.
Oh, yeah, you should TiVo it right now. Add it as a season pass.
I will add it as a season pass. Coach, we're up coming up against the bottom of the hour, or the top of the hour.
David, it has been so great talking to you. You know, you did such a good job. You work so hard, and I can know your listeners are going to be so proud of you. And I just always appreciate, you know, you having me on the show.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Enjoy
really
the fruit basket, David.
I will appreciate the fruit basket very much.
All right, hook
'em. All right, hook 'em. What's that rattle? Wow. Never at a loss for surprises. That Coach Mac Brown. We are coming up against it. We're almost out of time, and we got to make room for the ladies of Clear Spot. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including show archives and information about Mac and myself, you may visit mascotwedding.com. I forget what's playing. I think it's Billy Childish. We'll go out with that. For Mac, I'm David. Goodbye, Austin. See you next week.
The fear of falling backwards. I grip the table. It's 1:20 past 2. And all I can hear is the clacking.